Okay, we are here in Boston, Massachusetts, and I decided we should do a little 10-minute halacha shiur on the topic of that's been gripping the nation recently, or at least the New York area, of the basketball player Jeremy Lin and his heroics and his excellence in the game of basketball that New Yorkers have been starving for decades, since the departure of Patrick Ewing, I guess. So the topic for tonight will be halachic reflections on Lin's sanity. If we can try to figure out what sort of halachic issues there may be with Lin's sanity, or with either our practice of Lin's sanity. The minhag seems to have been that people take the name Lin and make as many puns as they possibly can from the name. I think I lead the league in puns made from that name. So let's. So the first place to start the discussion of Lin's sanity is the issue of nicknames. Is it permissible to make nicknames for people in this way? Most of these nicknames are positive nicknames because there's no way to make turnover sound like Lin. So most of these nicknames are positive nicknames. Is that a problem? Is that okay? So the Gemara says that there are three people that go down to Gehenim and never come out of Gehenim. And the list includes someone who embarrasses somebody else publicly and someone who refers to his friend by an embarrassing nickname. And the Gemara distinguishes between those two categories by saying that even if the victim is used to the name and he's not insulted by it, like I believe Jeremy Lin said in an interview, he loves the nickname Nintendo 64, you still may not refer to him by that derogatory nickname. So what is the issur exactly of referring to someone by a nickname? We discussed this once in the past. But basically, there are many different possibilities of what the issue is. It might be simply an issue that is disrespecting a person, in which case it would only be applicable to a negative nickname. It might be an issue of, it shows a lack of your own ability. It's not about the person, b'ron l'chavero, it's a lack of your own ability to relate to another person in the proper way, to relate to another person as a person who is deserving of being related to in that way. The Tshuva Shraga HaMeir, Chelek Vav, Simen Samach Bey, suggests that referring to somebody by a derogatory nickname, even if the person is used to the nickname and is okay with the nickname, might be problematic because other people don't realize that he's used to the nickname and that he's okay with it, and therefore it's considered hurtful to the person. However, halachically speaking over here, since most of the nicknames are positive, even if Jeremy Lin were a Jew, it would seem that it would be completely permissible. Considering the fact that he's an Eino Yehudi, it would seem that the issue of calling someone by a nickname, I would think, does not apply to an Eino Yehudi. In general, the halacha is that mitzvos bin adam l'chavero, mitzvos asei bein adam l'chavero do not apply bein Yisrael l'nachri. Mitzvos los asei bein adam l'chavero do generally apply or often apply bein Yisrael l'nachri. For instance, murder, stealing, all of these things are usher to do from any other human being or to any other human being, but something like bikur cholim, nichum avelim, things of that nature, that's only a mitzvah bein Yisrael l'Yisrael bein adam l'chavero to another Jew, is not a mitzvah to do bein Yisrael le'eno Yehudi. Now, what exactly is this? So it seems like disrespect, losisna, something like that, ve'ahavta. So probably some offshoot of ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, of showing a positive respect to somebody. So if it's a positive ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, it would seem that it doesn't apply to someone who's an eno Yehudi. So it doesn't seem that that would be an issue at all, and we can continue having fun tomorrow on the trip coming up with even more nicknames if we're not sick of it by then. There's another issue that's going to come up is that people, except for one of us here, is so enthralled by the excellence of basketball that we've seen and that we've been starving for so many years, that people tend to be extremely complimentary of this young man, and you know, I guess rightfully so. Someone who came out of nowhere, never gave up hope of what he could accomplish, never lost confidence in his own talents and ability, and because of that, we're just so over the top, and we can't get enough. We read every article that tells us about what a miracle it is. It's a Lindarella story. It's something that we can't get enough of. So there is an Isra in the Torah called Lo Sechanim. The Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chav tells us that Lo Sechanim actually involves three separate Isurim. Number one, it involves an Isur of Lasitan and Chaniya Bekarka. You're not allowed to allow an Eino Yehudi to own land in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, it's Lasitan Lahem Chain, and this is the one that's no noga to us, you're not allowed to give chen. Chen is defined usually as a compliment, to say something nice about an Eino Yehudi unnecessarily. And number three is l'sitin l'matnas chinam, you're not allowed to give a free gift to them. So the free gift we've discussed, I think, on other occasions. But let's focus on l'sitin l'mchen. So first of all, this whole iser of chen, in fact, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon says that when there's an Eino Yehudi at the table, you should say, when you say the Harachman Hu Yivarech, Kulanu Yachad B'nei Bris. You should dafka say B'nei Bris are included in the bracha, because to be Mevarech in Eino Yehudi, that he should be gebenched and he should continue to, you know, score 20 points and get at least 8 assists every game and things like that, is maybe a violation of Lo Seichanim, from Lo Sitin Lahem Chein, giving such brachas. So it happens to be there is a major machlokes rishon on what kinds of people are included in this iser. The pasuk is said by the Zayinamim, by the seven nations that inhabited the land of Israel, of which the Taiwanese people were not one of them. So it would seem if it were limited to only those seven nations, there would be no problem over here. The Meiri says that it actually only applies to idolaters, to people who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What is he, a Christian? Do we know? He's very God oriented. He's always talking about God. So so we think he's Christian. Okay, so the L'chora, that's not necessarily Avodah Zarah. May or may not be. I shouldn't say that. It may only apply to pagan idolaters. May or may not apply to Christians. The Rambam thinks it applies to all of the Avodah Zarah, including Christians, because he believes that Shituf is Avodah Zarah as well. Meiri seems to assume, and many of the Achronim, of the later Achronim, seem to assume as well, that it would not apply to Christians. Those Achronim include Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Henkin, Rav David Tzvi Hoffman. However, the Shach in Yardeas, in Kufran Al, Sifkat Nilches, says that even Muslims, all Einam Yehudim, are other than a Ger Toshav, are included in this Isser. So on that level, it would at least be a Machlokas whether they're included in this Isser. Now, it seems that we are makel with this in general. Like, we always, you know, someone, a coworker in the office does something nice, you always say, great job, you know, you did well, and that's appropriate and that's right. So what is our heter to always be doing this? If someone says, you know, Michael Jordan is a great basketball player, or Jeremy Lin is a great basketball player, is that necessarily problematic? So there are a number of heterim that we do use. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that if you use it as a springboard, the compliment to the Einu Yehudi as a springboard to give a higher compliment to a Yehudi, that's great. Like, you could say, Aristotle, I think the Rambam says, one level below Nevuah, which is another way of saying his brilliance was one level below Nevuah, the Rambam wrote, which is another way of saying that Nevi'im were able to accomplish even more because of our special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at the same time as a compliment to him, it's a greater compliment to what our greats were able to accomplish. Rav Bezalel Stern in Sefer Bezalel HaChachma, Chuvas Bezalel HaChachma, Chel Chav Sin Mem Vav, says that if it's a blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been so good to us Knicks fans that when we thought all was lost, he gave us the point guard, he's going to make it all work together. So a blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as weird as it may sound, maybe that would be more permissible. Rav Sternbach in Shuvas Vanhagel's Chelik Dalid Sibn Kov Tzadi Zayin says that praising wisdom is always good. Chachma b'gayim tamin, and therefore you can always praise wisdom. Wisdom is always wherever you can get it from. It's quite a chiddush to say that, because it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. Rav Sternbach has another heter, which is very nogei over here. He says if you don't have a personal relationship with the person, when there's no personal connection, it's something that's very removed from you, so it's not like they feel your chain so much. So like you say, I love this word, that senator or whatever, and they don't feel the chain in such a direct personal manner. It's you're one of 20,000 people screaming in Madison Square Garden or whatever it is. They don't necessarily feel in such a personal manner. So maybe that would be that would not be included in those sitin lam chain in this iser. Another issue that comes up with Linsanity is that it's only a matter of time. I would bet that by tomorrow night's game in the Garden, is tomorrow night's game in the Garden? If it is, that I would bet there will be not only many jerseys already being sold, but Jeremy Lin bobblehead dolls, I'm sure, will be flying off the shelves as well. So when you have bobblehead dolls, you see there is an iser of having graven images, of creating the image of a human being. And the halacha is that mida oraisa, it's usher to create a three-dimensional image of a human being, certainly of a human being's entire body, that is an Isser Midaraisa. Now, Midrabanan, if you didn't make it, it's Usher to own it as well. However, so one might think, okay, so it's Usher to own Barbie dolls also. In fact, there's one Rosh HaYeshiva in YU whose daughter told me that when, not Rosh Hechter, a different Rosh HaYeshiva's daughter told me that when she was a little girl, she never realized that people had noses, because every time her father would buy her a doll, he would cut off the nose. I think she was joking. She realized people had noses, but she was saying that was her father's chumrah, that he would cut off the nose, because he said it's an image of a human being. He thought it's usher to keep such a thing. So is it in fact usher to keep such a thing? So Chayyadim has a famous comment, Chachmas Adam rather, same person, but it's a different sefer. He has a famous comment where he says that he doesn't think it's a problem to keep such images when it's very obvious that it's not being used in an Avodah Zarah kind of way. If it's obvious it's not being used in an Avodah Zarah kind of way, it's just a little cheap piece of plastic, so it's obviously meaningless to you, other than just a collector's item, so he thinks that that's not a problem at all. That would probably be the case over here as well. Another situation might come up when you're at a Knicks game, getting a good look at this ball player, so you may want to get a better look by moving up your seat to a better seat in the stadium, a seat that is a better seat than you have paid for. Is that permissible? So on the one hand, someone would argue, Kofen al midas sadom. If the seat is not occupied, which you could bet by now it's going to be occupied, but let's say if the seat is not occupied, and so no one's sitting there, so the guy, whoever paid for it, isn't sitting there. So what do they lose if I go sit in that seat? No one's sitting there anyway. It's zena nevzel lo chaser. So the problem with such an argument is that if they are makpid about it, and they don't, it depends on the stadium. Some places are very liberal about that. They let people move up, very fan friendly in that kind of way. Most places, I think, in my experience, are not, you know, as liberal about that. Certainly when they're selling out stadiums, they have guards there. They're trying to make sure that that the cheap people don't sit in the expensive seats. And the reason they're makpid about that is because they're trying to run a business. The idea of zenan of zelo chaser is a din b'di'eved. If b'di'eved, you already got hanah from somebody and it didn't cost anybody, they don't have the right to send you a bill. That's zenan of zelo chaser. It doesn't mean you have the right to just squat in someone's, in someone's house without their permission. You know, like Jeremy Lin on his brother's couch or whatever, wherever he's living. You can't just squat in someone's house without permission. You need to get permission before you do it. That's obvious. Zenan of zelo chaser. Tosus writes that. The zenan of zelo chaser is a din once it's already done that you don't have to pay. But it's not a din that you're allowed to you're allowed to do it. Obviously, if they're makil at the end of the game, they want to show goodwill to the fans, so then you could do it. And the final issue, there's a lot of musar and hashkaf, obviously, that could be taken from this tkufa in Knicks history. But maybe one issue that's somewhat halachic is that a lot of people are under the impression that Judaism in some way either condones or, God forbid, even promotes. Some people are under the impression racism or stereotypes. Nothing could be further from the truth. There's no room for anything like that in our religion. Even when the Torah emphasizes that someone is a Kushi or something like that, Chazal always say, Kushi, oh, why is Tziporah Kushi? Because Ma Kushi Meshuna Ba'orah, Tziporah Meshuna Ba'maseh, it's the ultimate compliment that she's such a Balmidos, that she stands out, that she's... So the Gemara always understands this just means that in certain society where everyone looks a certain way, so Kushi is just a nice way, is a way of saying that someone stands out, that someone's easily recognizable. But we don't judge people based on their background, with the exception of Amalek, obviously. But with the exception of Amalek, we don't judge people based on their ethnicity, based on the color of their skin, based on any of those things. It's the content of their character, to quote a great man. Who's not as great as our Nevi'im. It's the content of their character that we judge them by. So that's something that's also a very racially charged issue. That's why people are so excited about it, because it's so unusual. So that's another perhaps take-home lesson in addition to the value of hard work and everything else. Maybe we could do a 10-minute musr one day on Linsanity. Okay, have a great night, everybody.